Backyard Kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu. Here once again on a Wednesday evening for two full hours of both kinds of music. Yes, the Twang Trust is the show. Both kinds of music we have for you tonight. Arby and Dar. Yeah. And what do you know? Standing by in the wings to perform live for you tonight, the Western States. At least a couple of states, anyways. Maybe not the full country. But we've got Sean and Chris standing by. We're going to play some sweet, sweet tunes for you. And other things all night long. Well, 2 hours long, anyways. It's going to start... Oh, it's going to start so soon. Crazy. It's crazy how soon it's going to start.
Keep on keeping on.
Well, that was pretty trippy, huh? It was a trippy show last night. Matt Mays at the West End Cultural Center was doing his big presentation of this new record, When the Angels Make Contact. That there was The Past from the album. And wow, trippy, trippy is all I can say. It was a cool show. Cool show indeed. And it's going to be a cool show here tonight on the Twang Trust, folks. Yes, indeed. In fact, we have special guests standing by. We've got one of Winnipeg's most amazing guitar players, no matter who he's playing with, Chris Carmichael, and the leader of the Western States, who have a brand new record. And here it is. I'm holding it. It's green. It looks boffo. And it's officially released Friday at the West End Cultural Center. That's what I hear. Is it true?
You got it, brother.
All right. And, yeah. And now, I guess the first thing we have to ask, I think, to get it out of the way is silicone baking sheets. Is it a baker's best friend or is it a yuppie extravagance?
Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. I think I would go with yuppie extravagance. The best baking I do is on the old timey pans. The older and more worn out they are, the better it gets.
That's good. Those are good words. Good words. Now, for folks who don't know, not only is it a CD release bash on Friday, it's a bake sale. Now, I'm wondering, was that just a happy accident that they both fell on the same day, or did you plan that out?
Well, the bake sale was going to be the week after, and then we said, no, we probably shouldn't pay the money to rent out the West End just for the bake sale. No, it wasn't a happy accident. It was premeditated years in advance, actually. It really was.
Wow. So now I see that you've brought musical instruments with you tonight, but there don't appear to be any... There's no bags of flour around here or anything.
That's right. The baking is strictly a hobby for me. This is all business.
All right. Well, let's hear some business.
Okay. Hi, Chris. Well, why don't we play... how about Rosalita? Remember that one?
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Okay. Away.
Yay! Yay! We should have a crowd noise with that. That was so great, man. Well, so Rosalita. Now, when I first saw the record, I thought, "Oh, great, a Springsteen cover."
I know. I couldn't. You know, only I would never cover a Bruce Springsteen song. I think not that I don't love him, but you know, that's tough. It's like covering Bob Dylan.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're gonna cover Bob Dylan on the show, so there you
go. Yeah. Well, I've only seen you once, and I think I got to see 1.5 songs when you're opening for Paul Kelly at the West End Cultural
Center. That's right. Yeah.
In solo mode.
That was fun. Yeah.
So I have yet to actually see the Western States live, but I do hear you have quite the good taste in cover tunes.
Well, I like to think so. You know, I think I've been listening to your show here for such a long time that I think me and you are pretty similar with what we like.
Wow.
So if you have good taste, I have good taste.
All right. Hey, I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you know, we just do, you know, try and pick songs that, you know, I always like to do a couple Neil Young songs and... sort of more obscure songs, Sir Douglas Quintet and things like that, you know. Things that are really hitting me at the time.
Yeah. Now, how long have the Western States been an actual going thing?
Well, it's been a long time. It's been, I think, 4 years or something ridiculous like that.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 years. And this is our first record.
Ah.
A little bit of Winnipeg laziness there.
Yeah.
It's pretty depressing. But it's been a long time. We've been playing together for a while.
Well, it's come together nice because it's a great record. It really was. I mean, I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but it's super solid.
Oh, thanks.
It's a great way to start the year off, boy.
Yeah, it sure was. It was really fun. It was fun for us to do. I think. Yeah, it was fun. We'll go with that.
Fun.
You can quote
officially.
Me on that.
And now you've got some stellar guests on here too, as well as Chris, who's playing on a few tracks on the album.
Mm-hmm.
You somehow managed to get old Gerf Morlix in there.
Yeah, I know. I don't mean to be like a weasel that just happened to cash in on Gerf Morlix being in town, but that's kind of the way it was. You know, he was recording at the same studio. He was producing Rami's record at the same studio we were doing ours. And I think the engineer at the studio just played him a tune, and I don't know if he liked it or if he was pressured into it. Either way,
worked out
one
well
thing or another.
You.
He said he would. He said he would do it. So you know, so we did. And to talk about the guests on the record, it was so fun because you didn't have to say, "I want you to play this." You just had to say, "Do whatever you want," and everything was beautifully done. So that was so fun about it.
Wow. And now the record is out on Dollar Tone Records, finest label in this town.
It's got to be.
It's got to be, indeed. Now, what has Dollar Tone got you doing? Is this going to be like is there a major push? Are you touring the world? After the CD release, what happens?
We're going to tour every house on Jackson and Twisty Street.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. No, I don't know, you know. They're just being helpful, you know. Just sort of, if I say I want to do this, they'll say, okay, well, let's see if we can help you do that, you know. So they've been just sort of in our corner.
Wow, cool.
But no pressure, that's for sure.
So what are the main plans? Like, are you going to take it out on the road?
That's sort of the natural order of operations, you know. I don't really know what I would do if I didn't do that. So we'll do that and maybe try and play some festivals. That sounds like fun. And do some more recording, play some more music. And that's sort of what I would want to do anyway. So I think now that we have a record, we can do that kind of stuff, you know. Mm. What I mean, so many things we wanted to do before, like festivals or things like that, but you need to have the record. So now we have that, and now we can start looking at some of that stuff.
Yeah. Have you got your dibs in on the hometown festival yet?
Well, I've we've made a claim, or we've made we let them know we're interested.
But
I don't know if that means anything. We'll see. It'd be nice. That would be a blast. You know?
Well, Chris Frere listens. He's glued to his radio right now, I'm sure.
Is he really?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He's just doing the calculations right now.
Yeah.
Hoping, saying he can do it. Well, yeah, you know, it'd be great to play the Folk Fest here. I'm going to be there anyways.
Listen up, Chris. Come on.
That's right, man. Get on the horn.
All right. Well, how about another tune?
Okay. Well... Diane, maybe? How does that work for you?
Sure.
This is a fun one. All right, well, we're going to try this one from the record, too. Mm-hmm.
take what you were given, but I know you're so lonely dying. You went to a great big city 10 years back in 1960.
Sweet. Mr. Chris Carmichael.
Now, Chris isn't officially a member of the band, is he?
No, but one day, we're hoping, you know what I mean? We're saving all our money.
Yeah. Yeah, well, is he going to be playing with you on Friday?
He sure is, yeah. We couldn't do it without him. That's the thing about Chris Carmichael, is that he plays on your record, and then it's really tricky to play the songs without those parts anymore because they're so great, they become ingrained in your head.
Mm.
So we're going to hold on to him for as long as we can.
Indeed. Now, you've also got on the album one of CKW's very own, someone from the first family of
That's
CKW,
right, yeah.
Bill Western on pedal steel.
Yeah, he's a soulful dude, that Bill Western.
Indeed.
No question about it. He's got, he's one of my all-time faves.
Yeah, the Sneaky Pete of Winnipeg.
He's Sneaky Bill. That is exactly right. Yeah, he is Sleepy Bill or Sneaky Bill.
Sleepy Bill. I like Sleepy, yeah.
And Sleepy works for him, too, because he does look like he's falling asleep sometimes when he's playing, but he's right in there, man. Yeah, he's very fun to play with.
Wow. Now, is he gonna be with you Friday?
He'll be there, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to have him and Chris and Jackson from the Derangers in addition to everyone else.
Wow, a star-studded affair it will be.
Yeah, it's going to be chaos, I'll tell you that much.
And cookies,
yes siree, because, you know, that wasn't enough.
So, well, are there going to be, like, cookies in the shapes of the various members of the band, or...
Yeah, that's possible, but you know what, I think I'd want to give myself too big a muscles in my cookie form, and, you know, that would create a little bit of a problem, I think.
So, like, how much cash should we be bringing with us for the bake sale end of things?
Well, this isn't going to be like one of those Starbucks things where it's like $2.50 for a cookie or whatever. We're going to charge like 50 cents a cookie or 50 cents a cupcake or 50 cents a cream puff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why we're having a bake sale. Do you think we should?
Oh, absolutely. It's an amazing thing. More people should.
I'll tell you the problem. It's a touch on the indie rock side. And I don't want to, it's a touch, you know, but we're just going to play it straight. And we're just going to, you know, the strong must protect the sweet. Are you familiar with that expression?
No, but okay. That works.
That's what the whole purpose of the event is. The strong, us, must protect the sweet, the cookies.
Okay. Now, will there be like banana bread or anything like that?
You know what? It's so many people are bringing stuff, we don't actually know what we're all going to have.
Wow.
But I have this vision in my head of there being this mountain of baked goods and no one there to eat it. And my grandma cries. But no, we're going to have a lot of stuff. So there's going to be every kind of thing. It's going to be like, someone's even making cheesecake, I heard, which is going to be crazy. So there's going to be pies and cookies and probably banana bread. Homemade score bar. Ashley, the piano player, her mom makes homemade score bar, and it's my absolute favorite thing.
Wow.
Man, oh man, it's delicious.
Huh. I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm still there.
It's going to be fun, you know?
All right. Well... how about one more from the record here?
You know,
in live mode,
that would be fine. I don't know. Since I've got Chris here, I feel like we should do a Neil Young song. Is
hey,
that, okay?
That would be fabulous.
Why don't we do Saddle Up the Palomino, Chris?
Sure, man.
The acoustic version. You don't hear it acoustic ever, but we're gonna try it. This is from American Stars and Bars.
Yeah,
and we'll see. Chris, feel free to sing on this if you want. Stuck out here with melody. Saddle up the Palomino. The sun is going down. The way I feel, this must be real. Ooh, no reward in your conscience store for sleeping with another man's wife. Saddle up the Palomino. The sun is going down. The way I feel, this must be real. American Stars and Bars. What a record.
Indeed. I was just thinking, what did I bring of Neil today? I had Zuma sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
I was almost there.
I'll play the entire album if you want right now.
Hey. Have you done any of those Neil cover nights at Times Change over the years?
I was in a band called The Turnstiles briefly.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And we did Tonight's a Night.
That's right, yeah. Oh, you're on the Turnstiles EP that came out?
I'm singing on it.
Wow.
You got it, yeah.
What do you know? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I get around.
Yeah.
but yeah, we did Tonight, which was so fun. Man, oh man. I want to do After the Gold Rush the next time they do one of those things, because that's, yeah, there's some really cool stuff that could happen on that record, too.
Indeed.
Don't let it bring you down. Yeah, so I love Neil.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Neil, is I guess the contentious thing is, what do you think of living with war?
That's a good question. Chris, do you want to answer this, too? I'd like to hear what both of us think.
I haven't listened to it enough. I think I've maybe only heard it once, and the guitars sounded pretty huge, so I was happy right off the bat, as they always do with Neil.
For sure.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's a good sounding record. I think, I don't know. I feel okay about it. You know what I mean? But I don't think it's something. I'll probably end up listening to. Well, will I listen to Prairie Wind more than Living with War 10 years from now?
Mm.
Who knows? You know what I mean? I might end up listening to Living with War more later on. It's hard to say. I like it. You know what I mean? But I'm extra silly about Neil stuff these days. You know what I mean? So it's hard to say. But I like, compared to other stuff, it's way better. But I'm always comparing it to my favorites. So
yeah. You know, you're living not far from him. One of his original haunts.
That's right. Was he on Hugo? Is that right?
He was on. Well, he's on Corden. He was on Corden, and yeah, very close to Hugo.
That's right.
Yes, yeah.
That's where he lived with his mom first when he first.
Yeah, yeah, right across the street from Chivita's.
No kidding. That close, eh? Oh, I'm really close to him.
He lived on Grosvenor too.
He did. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Calvin one day, a year ago, and was walking around trying to find evidence.
Yeah.
I was trying to find his picture and things like that on the wall, and
trying to channel him.
Yeah, and then finally I was escorted out by the vice principal. But I didn't see anything. I was just trying to get some history, you know, to see if there was actually some, besides going to place like, well, Charlie O's or whatever has some Neil Young memorabilia there. But I was trying to see if there was a picture of him or see anything about it, but I couldn't find anything.
See his name carved into a desk somewhere?
Who knows? Maybe he left some song lyrics around there I could use or something.
Yeah, so, you can go to the Twang Trust website and see a picture of me and Neil together. We're buds.
I saw that. You're a very lucky man, because he doesn't normally do pictures, if I'm correct.
Well, I mean, it was me. It was me.
So it was no problem?
No problem.
I would be run over by Pocahontas if I wanted to have my picture taken with him, probably.
Well, that was it was the time before last he was here, and I remember he a friend of mine was on the big Neil Young internet list at the time, mm-hmm. and he organized a bit of a bash, and it was actually right across the street from his old apartment on Corden, and he was setting up during the afternoon, and you know, in the middle of the afternoon, this big huge tour bus comes by and stops for a while. And sure enough, when I got to meet Neil that night, I asked him about it. He says, oh, yeah, we were just cruising the city and looking at all our old places.
Man, and that was on the Broken Arrow tour, is that right? Or am I crazy? Maybe I'm getting mixed up now.
I think that was.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's really exciting, man. I saw him at Mike's General Store when I was a kid. In the 80s. I swear, he was there for I think he was here for a high school reunion. For some reason, he went to a high school reunion in 87 or 88, and I saw him at Mike's General Store.
Wow.
And then the next day, saw him at Polo Park. What are the odds? Eh? Completely insane. But I don't know what he was doing in Polo Park. I understand why he'd be at Mike's General Store, but it was completely insane.
That's wild.
And that's my interaction with him.
Huh. Did you see him? Did you go to the CSNY show?
I didn't go.
No, me neither. I'm kicking myself now.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and it was great, right?
Of course it was.
Yeah. Well, we're idiots, because, you know, we should have went, and we were thinking, no, we'll wait till he comes back with Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
We'll have to sit through the entire Stephen Stills' Man Alive album. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. And yeah, you know, I should have went. I'm stupid for not going, and I regret it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But and you'll regret it if you don't go to the West End Cultural Center this Friday for the Western States. It's going to be just like that, yeah.
Exactly.
Except different.
Yeah.
Except with cookies.
That's
Neil
right.
Neil didn't have cookies.
Yeah, exactly. So technically we are better than Neil Young.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll play the entire Living with War album. It's going to be anti-Bush cookies.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about one more from yous?
Okay. Chris, I don't know. What do you say? Maybe Old Friend? That'll be one that you...
Whatever, okay. Man. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Is this F?
Yep.
Hey, got it. Okay. Well, I'm a little out here, but close enough. Thanks for having us, dude.
My pleasure.
Okay, here we go.
Walks down beside.
thanks.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Well, thanks so much for coming down, guys.
It was a blast, Stu.
And I hope to have you back again.
Sure, I'd love to, man.
Wow. Well, it's Wednesday now. Friday is the Big CD release bash and bake sale for the Western States.
That's the hook.
And, be there. That's all I can say. My goodness. And now, Adrian Sala is opening up. Is that true?
You got it, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, let's hear something from Adrian now, and then we're going to hear something from the record. And, well, we'll see you Friday.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us,
Thanks
Stu. It was fun,
us.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Absolutely. And anytime, kids.
Gone, and all the time we had to kill seems fine.
take our life and cut it up in lines. And take me back to New Year's Eve in 1989. But don't remind me what I said to Jenny.
Yeah.
Paul Kelly here on the Twang Trust. Last time Paul Kelly played the West End Cultural Center, that's where I first saw Sean Buchanan playing playing the things that he plays. Actually, no, that's a lie because I did see the Turnstiles once. Who knew? Who knew it was the same guy? Yes, indeed. That was the Western States before that from their self-titled debut album, which gets its big release this Friday at the West End Cultural Center. And Adrian Saul opening up that show, we heard something from him, actually, at the top of that little set. His debut album, High Water Everywhere, we heard Trouble Is Mine. And then we heard a whole whack of live stuff from the Sean and Chris. Wow. What fun. What fun. I like it when these things happen. Ah. Well, here we are, Twang Trust. What do we do now? It all goes downhill from here. Let's do this. I was talking about this the other day, and somebody said, hey, what was that thing you were talking about? Play that. I didn't hear it. I don't know what you were talking about, so I'm going to play it now. So here, this is for Ted. I hope he's listening. I was going to give this to him, and then he walked away, and I hope he's listening. This is a thing. I've played this a few times before. You don't play it often. It's not the kind of thing you play often because the thing is like 9 minutes long. How often do you play a 9-minute song? Not often, no. This is Tommy Womack from his album Circus Town. And it's a song about, well, it's about... one of his favorite bands. It's all sort of self-explanatory. And here it is.
The Replacements played rock and roll. Of a dying breed. Damn the torpedoes times. They could really let it be. They weren't afraid of anything or anybody. Like skinny little dogs in a cage. They get drunker than you've ever gotten in your entire life. Have another drink on top of that one and walk right out onto the stage. I first went to see him, but the Jeff Sweeney said I should. It was Cantrell's in January. They weren't any good. The lead guitarist was naked. They'd all had too much beer. They had marshals turned up to 10, which ordinarily wouldn't be such a bad thing, but they were trying to tune up by ear. So I gave them another chance at the shed, opening for Petty. What could go wrong? Well, this time they were wearing dresses, drinking whiskey, and never finished a song. So now I'm angry, 'cause money don't grow on trees. Standing out in the parking lot with tickets for the next night already in my hands, thinking to myself, geez, what am I gonna do with these? So I went, largely to say I was there. Drove home white knuckle, straight jacket, dumbass blind. They were the greatest rock and roll band I ever did hear. Had to look twice to make sure it was the same guys. An astonishing transformation from pupil to butterfly, Saul to Paul, cougar to melon camp. Like crawling inside of exile on Main Street and pulling never mind the bullet.
tucks up your chin like a sonic quilt. They were nice guys, and they were dicks. You wouldn't know what they'd do. One show might run 25 songs and alter your perspective, and the next might fall apart before it got to number two. But folks come out to see them, if only to say they saw them before they were dead. And others to see if they could be anywhere near as good or as bad as everybody else said. They snorted lines and lost their minds and notched their guns all over the sphere. Got to where they couldn't tell you what day it was, what month it was. They couldn't even zone in on a year. They puked in their hands and tossed it on the ceilings of dressing rooms on tour. And college rock and roll journalists wrote it all down. Truth, lies, they weren't sure. They burned every bridge, they didn't blow sky high, then started pissing off each other too. It was brother against brother then. Of God, a guitar genius, a role model, a credit to the gene pool. Tommy moved to California to work for Axl Rose. I think he should team up with Slash and form Slash and Pop. They'd rock the house, they'd sell tickets, it'd be the most. Paul is in the basement, writing ballads, drinking old dude. Bob is up in heaven, shooting speed, and smoking cool. The Replacements played rock and roll. They were the last of a dying breed. Damn the torpedoes types. They could make you holler, make you sweat. They knew only women bleed. They were Charles Bukowski with Watson vomit. You paid and you took your chance. Cause when they were good, when they were
come and gone, oh well. Somewhere there's a drink with my name on it. Well, I ordered a scotch as I bust through them doors. Spilled half on my jeans, the other half on the floor. When I saw you standing by that video game. Well, I ain't very good, but I get practice by myself. Forgot my one line, so I just said what I felt. If only you were lonely. If only you was lonely too. Only you was lonely. I'd go home with you. This morning, that was half of my goal. Tonight I'll be doing pull-ups on the toilet bowl. And somewhere there's somebody a-throwing up. Well, I broke the seal on my door, poured myself to bed. The whirlpool spinning around in my head. There was liquor on my breath. You were on my mind. Without a care in the world. If only you were lonely. If only you was lonely. And if only you were lonely. I walked out of the kitchen. I was tired as hell. Another day is here.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, Replacements fans were getting excited there for a while. Looks like we had something to look forward to, what with those new songs on that greatest hits thing that came out in the summer, and then this new thing, Open Season, Paul Westerberg's soundtrack to this animated movie. There's a few songs he did with Tommy Stinson as well. Seemed to be a bit of a Replacements reunion. They actually did play live together at the opening of this movie, Open Season. They did the two of them, plus somebody else, I think on drums, did three songs at the big premiere in Hollyweird. So, yeah, it looked like we had something to look forward to. And then, just before Christmas, Paul decided to put a screwdriver through his hand. Yeah, and apparently messed it up pretty good. So I don't think we'll be hearing near as much of them in the future as we thought we might have, which is too bad. That last song, Love You in the Fall, that's from the Open Season soundtrack. The most recent thing from Paul, and before that, the very first thing we ever heard from him, If Only You Were Lonely, that's the B-side of the Replacements' very first single on Twin Tone Records. The thing goes for like $200 if you ever find one, and you never will. You never will, I guarantee it. And before that, Tommy Womack, a fellow by the name of Tommy Womack from his album Circus Town, and a little ode to the Replacements called The Replacements. Yeah, Tommy Womack's got a brand new record out this month. I'm looking forward to it. I am. Stay tuned for more of that in the future. And stay tuned for more of the Twang Trust after this thing that we like to call it the Entertainment Guide. Sounds like this. Oh, here. There.
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Yeah, yeah. Time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, CKW is proud, proud indeed, to present a CD fundraiser for Suze and her band at the Park Theater. That's Friday, January 26th, happening. And special guests Vanessa Kuzina and Samira. Tickets are $10, available at Urban Waves and the Park Theater. We are also proud to present, along with Can Pal Net, Dance Down the Wall 3. Yes, indeed. It's a fundraiser for the International Solidarity Movement. It's happening Saturday, February 3rd at the Winnipeg Press Club. It's in the lower level of the Ramada Marlborough. The doors are 8:30. Tickets are only $10, available at Mondragon and the Winnipeg Press Club. Join us for dancing and romancing and get your piece on. Yes, indeed. Speaking of getting our piece on, what's happening over at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club? Well, tomorrow night it's the God Kings. Friday is Darren Day's CD release, along with Righteous Ike. And Saturday is Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, along with the Wind-Ups. Wind-Ups. Yum. Friday, January 26th, that's this Friday, it's the Western States CD release and bake sale at the West End Cultural Center. And you know you're going. You know you're going. You just heard them playing for half an hour. And how sweet was it? It was very sweet indeed. But not near as sweet as those fine cookies and cakes that will be available for purchase at the show. Oh, cream puffs. I've got a free cream puff coming. I can taste it now. Hillbilly Burlesque is playing Saturday. This Saturday, they're doing a fundraiser for Jenny Gervasi at the Park Theater. Tickets are $20. Look up the Park Theater on the web and find out some more info about that. Tuesday, January 3rd, speaking of the Park Theater and fundraisers and stuff, Rami Mays, our old pal Rami Mays, will be at the Park Theater on January 30th, a Tuesday night. It's actually a Manitoba Eco Network fundraiser featuring a screening of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, as well as a live set from Rami. Saturday, February 3rd is the annual Hatcher Briggs Band Winter Carnival Fang. They're playing the Crescentwood Community Center. Yes, Saturday, February 3rd. Winnipeg Institutions. See how many brothers show up. Friday, February 9th, a tribute to Joe Strummer and The Clash, featuring the Wind-Ups, the Sub-City Dwellers, the Crackdown, and the Afterbeat. Sunday, February 11th, Jesse DiNatale and Matt Epp play the West End Cultural Center. And Monday, March 5th, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings return, and they're playing the West End, nice and cozy. Tim O'Brien will be there February 8th, a Thursday night, as will Josh Ritter on Saturday, February 17th. All those shows happening at the West End Cultural Center. And where do you think Nathan is going to be releasing their brand new CD? That's right, it's at the West End, too. Their new album is called Key Principles, and you will be able to buy a copy and see the band perform songs from it live on Friday, February 23rd. Yes, and opening up that show, it's pretty cool. There's somebody called Purity. I wonder if that's another family band. I hope so. That was cool. Were you at the last Nathan CD release show? They had some cousins or nephews or something open up the show. They were great. Maybe Purity's their new incarnation. I don't know. But also opening up is Chords of Canada versus Mike Trike. A war of Winnipeg's finest. That's Nathan's CD release for Key Principles Friday, February 23rd. Tickets are $15. Get them now while you can, because you know you won't be able to for much longer. Martin Joseph making his annual return at the end of February, the 28th, a Wednesday night. That's at the West End Cultural Center. And coming up sooner than later, Monday, March 19th, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark are at the Centennial Concert Hall. Still tickets available, but not for much longer, I'm thinking. They're in the balcony. If you want to go, you better get them while you can. And this noise is going to end momentarily. There, what I tell you. And now we got to get back into the tunes. What are we going to play? I have no idea. I have nothing planned here. Do I have anything planned?